Hey guys, welcome to this episode of the Daily Actor Interview Podcast. I'm Lance Carter. At Comic-Con, I talked to one of the stars of Wilfred, Fiona Gubelman. She talks about her character, her love of comedy, and guest starring on other shows. This was a roundtable interview, and there was a lot of noise in the background, so some of the audio is a bit hard to hear. With that, I'm sorry, but what you gonna do? I really do appreciate it when you support the advertisers, because every little click does help. And don't forget to check out our actor resources page. You can find all of that out on the site, dailyactor.com. And now, here's Fiona.
So we've seen a lot of struggle between you and Crystal Hines' character coming up, and you know, the fake pregnancy scare. I mean, what's kind of going forward? What's are we going to see between you guys?
You know, what's really cool about this season is Jenna is really facing a lot, and it's a lot darker. Like, she's going through personal stuff and work stuff and has all these challenges, and so for me it was really great to get to explore that and to see my relationship with Ryan develop and just to see how things are moving along. And so definitely you'll see more growth and more conflict there between everybody. The season's a lot darker.
How much comedy do you get to do this season? Because so much emotional baggage has come up as a result of what happened in season one.
Yeah.
Does that maintain? Do you hold that emotional kind of damage throughout the season?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, that's what's been so much fun for me as an actor. Like, last season it was all just, like, bright and bubbly and, like, here's your dog, ring the doorbell. But this season, I got, throughout the whole season, there's a lot of darkness. And there are, you know, things get better here and there. There are great, sunny, fun moments. But it's a lot darker for me. Like, I find that there are a few, like, comedic moments here and there and times where I get to say really silly things. I mean, Jenna, she just has such, like, an optimistic approach to things. So when I get to have, like, that type of opinion about certain things, it's fun. But at the same time, the darkness kind of, you know, it goes throughout the season.
Do you think comedy is harder or drama?
I think both. I think it just depends on the material and the character. I think comedy is a lot more work, for me at least. I enjoy the comedy more. I like being silly. I love comedy from being, you know, when you play stuff very straight, to comedy that's big and broad. I mean, I love working on all sorts of different projects. For me as a viewer, I've always enjoyed watching comedies that were, you know, played very straightforward and very dark. And, like, you know, like Ricky Gervais is just one of my favorite comedians, and Louis C.K. I mean, you watch Louis and it's so funny, but it's so dark and real.
Yes.
And then I think that's, you know, what we hone into on the show for the most part. And I do get to, as Jenna, have some silly moments, like when I got stoned last season, or when you think Jenna has a dick, like that kind of stuff. You know, you get to be more of a character, and I have fun with that. But I love comedy. I like a challenge.
How much of it is scripted? Is there any improv? Can you improv at all?
Season one, no improv. Strict. I mean, down to, like, every word. They were so strict. But season two, we've definitely gotten to play a bit more. We'll play more so during rehearsals, though, because once we're filming, we don't have time to improv, because we shoot 7 to 8 pages a day, and we shoot an episode in 4 days, and we also shoot the show completely out of order. We block shoot, so we'll be shooting episode 5 and then part of episode 2 later that same day. So in order to do that, we really have to stick to the scripts, because for continuity and just otherwise, it would just be a huge disaster.
You guys read all the scripts beforehand before you start shooting?
Yes, except this season we shot really out of order, so we didn't even have, like, I remember we were shooting part of episode, like, 10, and I was like, I still don't know what happened in episode 4. What's going on with my character? And I was having to ask, it's like, you guys are asking me about my relationships. I didn't know about my relationships. I'm like, so is Jenna happy here, or is she not happy? I don't know, because they literally had not written the scripts. So that was, yeah. Season one, we would have scripts 1 through 6 available, so we were able to really create an arc for the characters much better than this season.
Oh, really kept you on your toes.
It does. Yeah, and then there'll sometimes, and we'll all be doing it. We'll be like, oh wait, makeup, but this continuity doesn't work. We, you know, we're all kind of watching each other's back, so.
Do you enjoy doing it that way, or doing it in a straight script?
You know,
because it's obviously more of a challenge.
Yeah, I would say I personally would prefer, I think, shooting in order. I think just because it helps, you know, then you know more so about, like, the moment before and this and that. Especially sometimes we would shoot something emotional, and then we would shoot the moment before that a month later. And so to kind of, that was definitely challenging. But, you know, Randall Einhorn is such a great director that he would have us, he'd be like, okay, let's rehearse the scene that happened before this scene, even though you're not shooting that for a month. Let's rehearse it now so you really know where you're going into for this scene, if that made sense. But yeah, so but in that sense, I do like to shoot.
How many episodes did Randall direct?
Randall directed all 13 this season. Last season he did 10 of 13, and that was the meet a deadline, but this season he was able to do all of them. He's incredible.
How many guest spots are you doing? I know you did Apartment 23, and you did Parenthood.
Yeah.
So are you going to be able to fit that in?
Sure. Yeah, I did. What's great is, you know, we only shoot 3 months out of the year, so we're free to work on other stuff throughout the year, and we can do up to 3 guest stars a quarter. So I did that. Like, I did some voices on Archer and Family Guy, and then I have The Wedding Band coming up, and then I also did Criminal Minds that aired in January. So it's been fun. Like, I've gotten to do a bunch of different characters and just really diversify myself.
Thanks, Fiona, and thank you guys for listening. Keep coming back to Daily Actor for more great interviews, news from film, TV, and theater, and so much more. Thanks for supporting the advertisers. I'm Lance, and I'll talk to you soon.